You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Rocky Romanella from 360 Management Services, specializing in sustainable results and balanced leadership training for businesses. Rocky, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to our discussion.
And I am as well, and thanks for your time. So, if you would, for starters, tell us a bit about your professional background and what led you to found 360 Management Services.
Well, I was very fortunate to have a wonderful 36-year career at UPS, and I was also fortunate inside of that career to do some of the more non-traditional things inside of UPS. Like many of my partners, I managed large operations, I spent time in the industrial engineering department, but my career is slightly different in that as we were doing acquisitions, for example, the purchase of mailboxes, et cetera, and then the rebranding to the UPS store, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with the many talented individuals who came across on that acquisition, and then the part of that whole rebranding of the MBE to the UPS store. We had some purchases that became known today as UPS Supply Chain Solutions and had the opportunity to work on those integrations and build and put together what's today UPS Supply Chain Solutions. So I got the opportunity to really understand logistics and work with logistic partners and work through the solutions that come out of a very good, very strong logistics background. So fortunate there. And then upon my retirement from UPS, I was given the opportunity as the CEO of a telecommunications company and a publicly held company, and was also a board member there. So felt like after 40 years of experience, I had two things going for me. A lot of different opportunities presented, and I was old. So maybe the oldness gave me some experience and some wisdom that I could I can help some others with. So thought about how would I do that? You know, how could I continue to have balance in my life? I was at that age where I wanted to spend some more time with my family. Very fortunate to have some grandkids on the way, and so 360 Management Services gave me the opportunity to not only work with and help other organizations and to potentially take some of the experiences that I had both at UPS and also in my role as CEO and board member, if I could help in any way and maybe make it a little better place after myself and our team was there, I think, you know, that's what I was looking for, that challenge to help but also have some balance in my life. So we started 360 Management Services, and we have three legs of our stool there at 360. One is thought leadership. One is motivation through our public speaking, of which I generally do most of that. And then we have the consulting side, of which we really work on process improvement and those kinds of things.
Well, you certainly have brought a lot of knowledge and expertise to the table. No question about that, to 360 Management Services. Now, tell us, what inspired you to write your book, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm very proud. It's my first book. So I've always been a believer that, you know, an important part of your responsibility or my responsibility as a leader or a mentor or a coach is to leave the place a little better after you find it, whether it's the people, the organization, the area that you're in. And so this book gave me that opportunity to potentially put down in writing some of the things that I've learned and some of the experiences that I learned, and potentially impart some knowledge, and hopefully somebody, you know, along the way will read the book and feel like they can improve themselves both as a person and as a business leader. And also, you know, this book gave me, you know, gave me an opportunity to pay tribute to a wonderful family. Just been so supportive through all my moves. I've moved quite a bit throughout my career. And so we have four wonderful children and a beautiful wife who, you know, was always very supportive along the way. And so this book gave me that opportunity in my own way to say thank you and show my respect for all they had done for me. And also in a way to show respect for my dad, who sort of helped me in my early years. And I would say was my kind of mentor and the person I looked up to. And so, you know, my dad in my early career, in my early life, and certainly my wife in my adult life. So I felt like this book gave me that opportunity to do many things, one of which was to pay tribute to my family and my dad, as well as to, you know, take some of the stories that we told along, that we experienced along the way, and use them as examples and opportunities for people to learn and improve the areas of their life, whether it's personal or professional. So for me, that was very important. And then another point was, you know, to me, leadership is something that we all have concerns about. I think often people think of leadership as, well, you have to be the captain of the team, or you have to be the, you know, president of the organization, or something that's a very specific title. But, you know, I believe leadership is a concept that's not reserved for only applies to certain people in business or government or civic organizations. To me, you know, leadership is not a matter of our age or gender or occupation, educational level or position in life. I think each of us in our own ways touches people and influences others. And because of that, that extension sort of makes us all leaders. And I think, you know, for example, you know, I really went to college to be a high school history teacher and a baseball coach. To me, you know, no one, you know, embodies leadership more than a teacher. I mean, their influence and impacting, they're touching so many lives along the way. And so you may not think of a leader as a teacher, right? Because you're thinking it's the CEO or someone in a position that's a, you know, a title that we all recognize. But all of us have leadership, whether you're the PT, you know, head of the PTO, you're in a leadership position. So for me, the book was written in a way that could help and extend to all of these individuals the opportunity to maybe take something away from the book. So to me, it was a great opportunity to sort of close the chapter in a very, very good professional life. So.
And that's a great idea to pay tribute to your dad, your wife, and your family as well. Great idea. Now, can you explain the concept of balanced leadership as we shift gears?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, balance is important in everything you do. And you know, you hear about work-life balance. And if you think about, you know, for example, on a professional sports team, you know, you talk about you have to have a, you know, your balance of all three phases of your game in football. Are they, you know, do they all serve you well? And are they all, you know, operating at peak performance? So balance is important. And as I went through my career, you realize that, you know, we all focus on things, right? But sometimes that focus takes us out of balance. For example, you could say that, you know, I'm going to start a company and that company is going to be completely customer focused. It's all about the customer. Well, that's a great, you know, that's a great vision, a great view. But at the end of the day, if you just focus in on a customer only, you're probably going to lose sight of your people and your shareholders or stakeholders, right? And so I think that being extremes are no good on either side. And for me, balanced leadership was that concept of, as we look at situations, as we look at potential opportunities, we look at them in taking the view of the three key constituents, your customers, your people, and your share owners. And if you make those decisions in concert with those three constituents, so for example, as we're looking at a potential opportunity, we think like a customer. So who's the customer we're solving for? What are we solving for? You know, what keeps that customer up awake at night? What are the things they need to enhance their business, to make their business more competitive? And then we feel like a valued individual. Are we communicating with our people? So we've come up with this new proposal. We've come up with this new product or service potentially, and we thought like a customer, and we think we've really identified what that customer needs. But now do we think like valued individuals? A valued individual would want to know where we're going. A valued individual would want to know what role do I play? What are the things that you need me to do as an individual in this organization to help fulfill the goals and dreams and aspirations of that product, right? So it's that communication with our people. Do our people realize that we care so much about them that we won't let them work unsafely, right? So feeling like a valued individual. And then the final part is acting like an owner. If I own this business 100%, would I do that? If this was my candy store, would I make that investment? Would I when I do that next step, right? And I think that's so important, right? Because when you think about it, you know, a decision's made at some level inside an organization, and it's the right thing to do for the customer. The customer's excited. But now, have we done a good job, you know, explaining it to our people and making sure that as an owner, we would want to do that? You know, go no further than when you're inside, when you're visiting a store, for example, or you're talking to an individual inside an organization and you say to them, hey, you know, we've got this issue. Can you help explain to me or help me understand why this happened? And then the person says to you, well, you know what? I don't know. It's, you know, corporate said, they said. Well, once you do that, you take away your authority as an individual and you lose credibility. That happens because I, as the individual, do not understand why we're doing what we're doing. And maybe I don't understand the method we're using to do it or why we're doing it at that time. And so now what happens is I disengaged. So to me, balanced leadership is when you're thinking through that issue and you're thinking through that problem you're going to solve, you make sure you do it in a way that includes all three constituents, your customers, your people, and your stakeholders. And if all three are satisfied, at different times, each one may take a lead, but they're all considered in your decision-making process. So for me, balanced leadership is that ability to stay in balance, to make sure all three constituents are represented and make the best decision that includes your customers, your people, and your stakeholders. So that's my thought process on balanced leadership. And I think it's so important as you move organizations or you move your organization or your people through the various challenges, you keep in concert. These three are so important to your success.
Today we are speaking with Rocky Romanella from 360 Management Services, specializing in sustainable results and balanced leadership training for businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Romanella, in your opinion, what are the fundamental ingredients of success?
Well, I believe the definition of success or a successful leader can be summarized as a person who adds value as a trusted advisor, someone who's a mentor and a visionary. And I think what's so important on all those is that he or she uses a process approach to lead the organization. And why I use that term process and why I think that's so important is because that gets you sustainable results. That gets you the consistency with which you operate as a leader and your organization operates as it impacts its customer base or its people, right? So that process is so important. So for me, that leader, you know, adds immediate value as a trusted advisor, mentor, and visionary, but uses a process approach to lead the organization to new levels. You know, great organizations need to have a thoughtful vision and strategy, you know, and I use the word thoughtful a lot. To me, I mean, if someone asked me what would be, you know, the adjective that you would want people to use about you the most, it would be the word thoughtful. I think that sometimes that word sounds like it makes you too, you know, a warm and fuzzy, or you're not a tough leader, or you're not a leader that can make a decision. No, I think the word thoughtful means that you consider things from its widest consequences, that you look at all aspects, that you look at it from a customer, people, share owner perspective. So I really think that, you know, great organizations have thoughtful vision and strategy, and then great leaders, though, combine that vision and that with the ability to execute, right? So that's my role as the leader. It, you know, I may be in a leadership role where I'm creating strategy along with my partners and peers inside the organization, but someone has to execute that strategy. And I feel like that's what great leaders do. They execute that strategy in a thoughtful way, keeping in mind all those three constituents that are so important. One other thing I think is so important from a leadership perspective is that, you know, each leader has to have the ability to quickly and accurately and really effectively assess three things about themselves: who they are, what they stand for, and what they won't compromise. And I think that's so important. When you look at situations that happen in the marketplace all the time, right, companies and people lose their way, right? They started out like, well, this is who we are. This is what we stand for, and this is what we won't compromise. But yet there comes a point along the way that you're going to get challenged at all three of those. And it's what you do when you're challenged that makes a difference, right? And you think about, without going into names of organizations, about companies who have hurt their brands by some of the, you know, decisions that have been made in the marketplace or some of the decisions that have been made along the way. And certainly they compromise themselves. They compromise on that thought of who we are and what we stand for. Now, for example, if you're a company that says, we, you know, this is who we are and what we stand for is world-class safety. We'll never compromise safety. Yet somewhere along the way, there's a compromise to make a, to maybe to make an end goal or make, you know, maybe to make a target that they need. Well, that's a compromise, and you've just violated that whole principle of who you are, what you stand for, and what you won't compromise. And people see that, right? Everything speaks. And so when you make those compromises, you've now just defined who you are and what you stand for. You can say all the things who you are, what you stand for, but the minute you compromise or the minute you stand up for what you won't compromise, people see that, and that really defines who you are and what you stand for. So a successful leader is someone, as I said, right, who provides immediate value as a trusted advisor, a mentor, and a visionary, but also clearly understands who they are, what they stand for, and what they won't compromise. And when challenged, they make the right decisions, right? And that's when it, I think that's when all is said and done, that's what it counts. That's when the rubber meets the road, is maybe a better way to say it. So.
Lastly, how do you balance family life and your work commitments? This is certainly an important factor in seeing success.
Well, I think that's a great question, and it's a question that, you know, all of us struggle with at times. But I think it goes back to the last answer: who are you? You know, and I, you know, I believe that, you know, I'm, you know, my success as a leader isn't because of Rocky Romanella. My success as a leader is because of all of the great influences that I've had along the way. Many of which are from my family, my dad, my mom, my brothers and sisters, you know, all those influences, my children, right? And so that says who I am, right? And so those are very important things to me. What I won't compromise is my family. And so that, so when you're starting to get out of balance, that forces you back, right? It forces you back to say, well, wait a second, you know, am I being respectable of my family when I make the decision, you know, potentially not to be someplace I need to be with them? You know, what are the things I need to do? Yeah, I think that's one of the things that always I always look at from a work-life balance is when I say I have to do that for work and I miss that event that's so important to someone in my family, right? I think the question you have to ask yourself always is that a need to do thing or a want to do thing? Do I want to go to that work engagement because I think it'll help my career, or I think it's something that would be good or would be viewed as a good thing? Or do I need to go to that? Well, if I need to go to that, then I have that conversation with my family, explain, hey, this is very important for me in this role that I'm in. I have to be there. Okay, well, that's a need to do thing, and I have that conversation with them, and they understand that I'm only choosing to miss something with them potentially because of that. If it's a nice to do thing, well, then now I just made a decision, business over family. And so if I'm the type of person that says who I am and I'm a family person, well, then I won't compromise that. So I think that balance really comes down to understanding who you are and what you won't compromise. Right. And I think that goes a long way. And when you have that statement, what you stand for, people watch what you do. Right. When you're the leader, they see everything you do. Everything speaks. So if I'm constantly missing family events or I'm constantly working 12, 14, 16 hours a day, while that may make me feel good, what I may be doing is A, harming my family time, but B, putting other people in a position where they think they have to emulate that same thing. Right, because if I'm going to be the next level, if I'm going to be that boss someday, or I'm going to be the leader someday, boss is probably the wrong word, I'm going to be that leader someday, well, then, you know, I want people to see that you can lead, and you can lead still having good balance in your life. So I think it really always, for me, gets back to that whole concept of balance, right? Whether it's balanced leadership and thinking like a customer, feeling like a valued individual, and acting like an owner, or whether it's that balance of who I am, what I stand for, and what I won't compromise. It's knowing who you are and what you stand for and what you won't compromise. I think that's so important in everything you do. And I really do believe it brings you balance. So.
certainly a wealth of information that our listeners can learn from and take action accordingly. Mr. Romanella, we really appreciate your time and being with us here today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about 360 Management Services.
Well, thank you for asking. So you can visit us on the website. It's www.3Management, So www.3Management Services.com. You know, those domains always sound good when you're building them, but when you have to write them down on paper, you go back and think, I should have done something a lot shorter than that, right?
No problem at all. I know it is a lot easier when we have it down on paper, but when we get ready to verbally spell out the website, it can be a little tricky, but we've got you covered. Mr. Romanella, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a great day. Be safe, and thank you very much for the time you spent with me today.
Likewise, and it certainly has been our pleasure. We have been speaking with Rocky Romanella from 360 Management Services, specializing in sustainable results and balanced leadership training for businesses. And once again, the website of reference is 360managementservices.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.